Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, thanks for carving out a little time for us in the old camp house this week at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I sure do appreciate that. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Fortiflora, it's a canine probiotic, and it's the very best, say our veterinarians. Do you have a dog with chronic GI upset? Fortiflora fixes that. Order it from Chewy.com. We're going to talk about guns a little bit this week. I've asked my friend Linda Powell to join me from Mossberg. They've got a brand new caliber for Mossberg, the 6.5 PRC Patriot Predator, which is going to make long-range shooting more affordable. Target shooting, one of the safest and most enjoyable outdoor activities that we have. Also, our prayers this week have been with you folks up and down the East Coast as yet another hurricane has caused great discomfort. Have you ever wondered about what happens in the great abyss when a massive storm like that passes over? The effect that those hurricanes have on the ocean floor and aquatic life. Dr. Bonnie Ponwith knows. She's the former director of the NOAA Southeast Division Fisheries Center, Miami, Florida. We'll tap into her smarts about this. But I want to start today with our Second Amendment. It's always under attack. This week has been brutal, and here are my thoughts. To assume that more than 17 million concealed carry permit holders in the U.S. and the millions more gun owners that don't have a permit are a threat to society and should be restricted in our freedom to come and go as we please is simply fuel for a bigger agenda. I believe it's an agenda that seeks great power, power that those pushing gun confiscation know isn't possible if solid citizens are armed, and that is why we have a Second Amendment. A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. President George Washington said that to Congress in 1790. Common sense tells us, and President Washington knew, that it is the undisciplined criminal and not the legal gun owner that murders people. The laws that forbid carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailant. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. That was Thomas Jefferson quoting criminologist Cesar Beccari. Walmart announced this week that they would prefer that you be an unarmed person when you enter their stores. They didn't make that decision for your personal safety, in my opinion, but to appease anti-gun politicians and media. The official word from CEO Doug McMillon was, quote, "We are respectfully requesting that customers no longer openly carry firearms into our stores or Sam's Clubs in states where open carry is permitted, unless they are authorized law enforcement officers," end quote. Walmart says that when the existing stock of pistol and short-barreled rifle ammunition is sold, they'll stock no more. Walmart has also decided that folks in Alaska don't need a handgun. That's the same decision they made for me at my local Wally World and the other 49 states back in the 90s. I understand that Walmart leadership had to say something. I get it. Walmart has been in the news a lot lately because nutcases have chosen to murder there. But these decisions were made based on image, not sound logic. It would thrill me to hear a major CEO in our nation stand up on his or her hind legs and quote Jefferson or Washington or maybe Benjamin Franklin when he said, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." I got that from the Historical Review of Pennsylvania in 1759. How great would it be to hear a bigwig state that America is made up, for the most part, by hardworking, tax-paying citizens that are our greatest resource in economy, charity, and safety. That the armed citizen is welcome here, openly armed or concealed. to punish the millions of folks that do the right thing day after day because of the actions of a murderer is insane. If a big boss would encourage true freedom, he or she would have the safest shop in town. You know, rattlesnakes hang out near deer feeders, I've noticed throughout the years, because they know that the meek little mouse likes corn too, and that mouse doesn't carry a .44 mag. Is this a good game plan for such a strong, honest, armed nation? The game plan of the mouse? Leave the .44 behind, make it known through the media that XYZ company doesn't allow personal protection? Then show up at XYZ with your loved ones. Not according to smart guys like Franklin, Washington, Jefferson. Walmart's decision this week wasn't earth-shattering. They didn't even say, no firearms may be carried in our stores. But it was a sip of lukewarm coffee. No good. And it's pushed me to rethink things just a bit. I plan to be a smarter shopper in the future. I will spend a little more time in this evil and dangerous world, considering where I'll spend my hard-earned pay, where I'll spend time with my family and friends. I will worship, shop, work, and play in areas where the world's largest army, the armed U.S. citizen, is welcomed. It's just good common sense. Take your family to safe environments, and American citizens well-armed are safe. That's my take. Yours? You can email me at billy@bbkoradio.com.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. BigGame.org.
Hey, does your dog just love you and everybody that gets close to him to death? Lots of jumping, lots of licking, lots of barking. Maybe a little too exuberant. Try a product called Calming Care. It's new for my friends at the trusted name Purina. It works safely over time to calm the overactive dog. Calming Care. Talk to your vet about it. Dr. Bonnie Ponwith is the former director of NOAA's Science Center, Southeastern Region. Based in Miami, Florida, she has a wealth of knowledge about how hurricanes affect those coastal areas and beyond. I called her a couple of years ago after a couple of giant hurricanes had pounded the Gulf Coast side of Florida. I wanted to know how those huge storms affected the ocean floor and the sea life, with Dorian bringing storms massive, terrible destruction to the Bahamas, big tropical storms all up and down the east coast of the U.S. The education that I received from Dr. Ponwith a couple of years ago is relevant today.
I have a lot of questions about, and I have since day one when Harvey first approached Texas, and then, of course, with Irma slamming into Florida, a lot of questions about what happens before those storms actually make landfall. There's a lot of disruption and a lot of things going on the ocean floor and in that huge body of the Gulf and in the Atlantic, Doctor, that it has to be devastating, just like the results that we see on shore. Am I right?
Well, it is an extremely dynamic system, that ocean is, both in the Gulf of Mexico and on the Atlantic. The one thing that we do know is that those bodies of water are no strangers to hurricanes. And the fact that we had fish before hurricanes and fish after tells us that somehow or another those fish have been able to make adjustments for surviving those storms. So you are exactly right. There are some very big changes, and we can talk about some of those changes. If you think about it, one of the things that is noteworthy for a storm is a change of barometric pressure. And shallow water fishes, we're convinced, between the change, the pressure change and temperature changes, can actually detect that something is going to happen and seek refuge. So that's a change. The temperature can change. The salinity can change profoundly when we have these massive amounts of rainfall like you experienced in Texas for Harvey. There's also storm surge and heavy agitation, wave action. And that storm surge itself can be disruptive, but it also can cause a lot of habitat damage where it tears up vegetation on the bottom, rearranges the rubble on the bottom, and it can actually damage coral reefs and oyster reefs. So those are some of the changes that can happen before and during a storm.
Bonnie, you have your doctorate hanging on the wall. I do not. So I'm going to ask some questions that may be very simple to you, but it's things, these are things that guys like me wonder about. When these shallow water fishes feel the presence of that storm coming and that pressure building and they move, do they move a few miles, or is fishing done for a while because they're gone hundreds of miles?
Well, you know, it's a very good question, and the answer is it depends. Now, there are some fish who are ideally suited to moving. And in fact, you know, any marine organism, when there's a change, and that change is bad, in other words, the water, the place where they are goes from a good situation to a worse situation, there are really three things that they can do. One is they can try and outrun the thing that's bad, whether it's temperature or storm surge or habitat damage. They can adapt, and some animals are like, hey, I'm going to shelter in place because I'm ideally suited to be able to withstand that temperature change or that salinity change. Others of them can't, and they will try and outrun it. And then if they can't do either of those two things, they become challenged by that change, and that it can actually kill them. So your question was, you know, how far will a fish run? And the answer really is depends upon how their bodies are built. Some fish don't swim very well. They really like to be in one place and stay hunkered in. Other fish are just designed for motion. Take like a yellowfin tuna. A yellowfin tuna's natural cruising speed can be around 10 miles an hour, but they're known to swim in real rapid bursts up to 40 miles an hour. So if they see badness coming far enough in advance, they can put some distance between them and the situation that's bad, whether it's storm surge or a temperature or a salinity that they don't like.
Very, very interesting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe we've spotted any major fish kills from either Harvey or Irma so far, have we?
We have not had any reports of major fish kills where you look at the beach and you see piles of fish. But think about it this way. There are, fish aren't born adults. They start out as eggs. They hatch and become larvae. And you could have a situation where a group of fish were in a spawning cycle when this storm came. And if you had larvae that were quite small, a centimeter, they're really subject to the whims of the ocean. And if the waves and the currents, because of the storm, blow them into an area that is outside of their tolerance, whether it's salinity or temperature or some other feature, that could have had an impact on them. And you could have had massive mortality, but they were just too small to see. We would then notice that change when that year class was expected to recruit into the fisheries. And all of a sudden, if we see fewer adults in a year where we really expected to see more, we could say, well, it's possible that the storm actually contributed to smaller numbers in that year class.
Dr. Bonnie Ponwith is a former director for the NOAA Southeastern Fisheries Science Center in Florida. Fascinating, and we'll have more from Dr. Ponwith coming up in just a few more minutes, like, hey, how does this hurricane affect spawning fish? You guys that fish saltwater down in Florida, both commercial and personal, or the Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi Gulf Coast, Alabama, this affects all of you folks. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by a new product from Purina called Calming Care. It very gently, over time, very naturally, works to calm the overactive dog. It's not a drug. It won't stupefy your dog. It'll gently calm the overbarker, the overjumper. Calming Care. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. Hey, how'd you guys do on those doves opening day? Or maybe you folks in Georgia, today's your opening day. The national average for a box of 25 shot shells, 3 birds. We can all do better. And we're going to talk to a couple of the best that have ever been about how we can shoot our shotguns better later this hour. He's not with us anymore, but before he passed away, Tom Knapp gave us a shooting lesson on the show. We'll replay that a little later. And Leon Measures, the author of the book and video, Shoot Where You Look, he'll talk to us about it too. And later on in the show, one of our pro dog trainers from Oklahoma, Ronnie Smith, Ronnie Smith Kennels, is going to talk to us about something that is important not only to the bird dog guy or the retriever guy, but the everyday house dog owner, the HEAR command.
I'm Eli McDonald with the University of Missouri Bass Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Coming over your head, Raylan. Boom, boom. Good shot. Dove season is here, and it's time to make sure you're ready. This is Travis and Raylan Mears with Defender Outdoors Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's favorite shotgun range. Raylan, tell them what we have to get them ready.
Clay Sports Ranch offers two sporting clay courses, the largest five stand in Texas, as well as a fully stocked pro shop with all the shells and shotguns you need for dove season. We even have a dove promotion with an over and under shotgun, dove mojo, and a camo hat for $3.99.
That's right. Come break some targets and warm up before your hunt. Learn more at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Occasionally, I'll shoot a small feral hog, anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds, and I shoot them with a specific purpose of tamales and sausages. And then I take them directly to my friend Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so, but, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
Right now, Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing is offering an early bird special. They know when you go fill the feeders and clean the wasp nest out of the deer blind, you're going to see pigs. Shoot three of them. And take them to Joe at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, Roanoke, Texas. They'll process the third pig free. Offer good through October 1st.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are affiliated with no denomination but champion God's word only. We have a very active children's ministry, and we are a safe and secure place to hear God's word and learn about his great love for us, even though we are all great sinners. I'm John Watson, and I want to invite you and your family to church on Litzy Road in Roanoke, Texas, and on the web at csbiblechurch.org.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife: quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit Joshua Creek BirdHunting.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Folks, come in off the porch. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
I doubt that much of this is going on the east coast of Florida this weekend because of Dorian, but on the Gulf side of Florida, a lot of people will be participating in this Free Fishing Day, Saltwater Fishing Day. It's today. You can fish saltwater, Florida waters, without a fishing license today. It's a great time to get out and go fishing, and especially if you haven't been in a long time or never. Take advantage of this and learn why Florida is known as the fishing capital of the world. Speaking of Florida, let's rejoin Dr. Bonnie Ponwith, former director of the NOAA Southeastern Fisheries Science Center there in Miami. Interesting conversation about the effects of hurricanes on aquatic life and the seafloor.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about saltwater spawn. I love to bass fish, and I fish Florida quite a bit. I fish Texas and other places quite a bit. We can depend on our bass spawning, smallmouth, largemouth, spotted bass. In the springtime, we like clockwork. That's when they do their business. How about in the ocean, in the saltwater? When do the various species spawn? Is it all at one particular time of year, or is it spread out?
That is such a fun question. It's one of my favorite questions when it comes to fish. A fish's job is to replace itself. So for a population to be stable, every adult that dies should have created another younger fish that survives to spawn. If all of fish survive, the ocean would be overcrowded, and that could actually be a bad situation for fish. That doesn't happen very often. If they don't replace themselves, you see declines in the size of a population. So a goal of a fish is to, over the course of its entire adult lifetime, to replace itself. And every single species of fish has a different strategy for doing that. Some of them spawn millions of eggs in the hope that every single year for multiple years, with the hope that one of those eggs lives to adulthood and can spawn. Other species spawn very, very few eggs and actually provide parental care to those eggs to increase the probability that one of that small number of eggs will survive. And they're just... For every fish, there's a different strategy. Some fish spawn in the summer. Some spawn multiple times over several months. Some fish spawn over shorter periods of time. We have some that spawn in the winter, fall. You name the season, and there's a species that spawns in that time frame.
You mentioned overcrowding, and we certainly don't want that to happen. So I want people to book their trip to Florida. There's a recovery period now, but people need to visit Florida. One of the best ways and most fun ways you can help the recovery is to book a fishing trip in Florida. So, doctor, if we're snowbirds, and a lot of people are, and they go to Florida for the winter, and they'll be there in November and December and January, they should check ahead to make sure their area's okay. But don't back out of that trip is what I'm telling people. Would you urge the same thing?
Well, I'll tell you, recreational fishing is a really enjoyable thing, and there, you just can't beat a day on the ocean. So absolutely, if they intended to come down, they should keep that trip. It's the best. It's just one of the best ways to spend leisure time is to be out on the ocean fishing.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite times to visit saltwater is October, November in the Texas Gulf area, because I can take my fly rod and I can get up on those little shallow flats and I can just have a ball with tailing redfish. And I hate it when the sun goes down. There's just not enough hours in the day for me to do that. After all of this disruption and those areas that were impacted most, will the redfish return, the shallow water fish return this fall, or should we maybe look for something else to do?
So the disruption that you're looking at to the shallow water areas is that you had so much rain that there will be a lens of fresh water floating on top of the salt water. And that, depending upon the sensitivity of the fish to lower salinities than are normal for it, that will influence whether those fish stay there. Some fish physiologically can withstand very low salinities and will return to those areas if that's their natural habitat. Other fish will have to wait until the salinity in the area stabilizes and becomes more favorable.
Very good. So if you're waiting for that to happen this October, you might want to go ahead and get on one of those thousands and thousands of freshwater lakes in Florida and catch those big, beautiful bass or crappie. Dr. Ponwith, I greatly appreciate your time. What a great insight into how this these storms affect all of us even before they make landfall. And hats off to my friends at NOAA, because I know that you guys, through all of this, have been first responders as well in the fisheries department and other areas. And we really commend you guys on your hard work. I know it goes unnoticed on Fox News and CNN and all of those folks. You're not the ones that get the glory story on the news, but you're out there just the same, and we thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and it's just a pleasure talking with you today.
Interesting. So interesting. Dr. Bonnie Ponwith, the former director of NOAA's Southeastern Fisheries Science Center in Miami. Well, let's switch gears and move it from Florida to Oklahoma. That's where my friends Ronnie Smith and Susanna Love own and operate Ronnie Smith Kennels, one of the finest dog training operations, well, anywhere on planet Earth. I wanted to talk to Ronnie about the here or come command, not only something that every bird dog owner, retriever owner needs to enforce in their dogs, but all dog owners.
Ronnie Smith, I want to talk to you this morning about here. That's one of the most, I believe, here and whoa are the two most important commands that I can have on my dogs. And boy, here's the first thing they ever learn in life. How do we go about with that puppy or young dog getting them started on here? Come to me when I say that word.
Right. The most important thing when you're teaching any type of command is that you do it in as controlled, successful environment as possible, and then just be very repetitive about it. Talking about the here, I would start the dog on a rope. If it's a younger dog, puppy, I might start him on a smaller diameter cord. But just by having that dog on a cord, you have control of the situation. So when you cue that dog to come to you, when he starts to go off, you can take that away from him. You're going to be successful having a rope on him.
And consistency and repetition, very important, right? We don't need to be taking a day off.
No, that's right. You know, never put yourself in a position where you ask a dog something of him that you can't enforce it. So if you're doing rope work, trying to teach a dog here, then the next day he's running out in the yard, don't ask him to come to you if you don't have a rope on him and can't enforce that, because now you have inconsistency in your program, and that's the behavior you're going to have.
Okay, Ronnie, you've been using a rope or a check cord to get your pup to come to you. Are you using any verbal commands so far?
Initially, you are not. You're just trying to get the behavior of a dog that when you cue him with the rope, that he comes to you willing. Once you can get that behavior, then just tell him what it's called, either here or come, or you can name it anything you want.
Now, after we have gone along steady enough that we're off the rope, what's your next step?
What I would do initially is let that dog drag the rope because you're going to have a refusal, guarantee it. So if your dog's out running free, let him drag the cord, the rope, and make sure there's not a knot in the end of that rope so that he doesn't get hung up. But when you ask him to come to you, if he doesn't, then you need to walk over, grab the rope, pull him to you, then positive reinforcement. That way you don't get him. He learns that he can't refuse you.
And then eventually, on down the road, you're going to transfer that over to an e-collar, right?
Right. And all think about the e-collar is just a long imaginary rope. The dog already knows what it is that he's supposed to do, and he has been doing it. So the e-collar is just a remote cue. It's just a long rope.
Hi, I'm Mike Checkett with Ducks Unlimited TV. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon!
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer. Shoot more deer in a Dillon.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-820-BBKO is my phone number. 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. BBKO, like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. Hey, and be sure and give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. That's the way to get bonus entry opportunities when we give away cool outdoors gear and trips. I mentioned earlier that the national average of dead doves out of a 25-shell box is 3. So it never hurts to hear from the pros. Here's a guy that did it as well as anybody and better than most in his life. His name, Tom Knapp. No longer with us, but about a year before his death, he and I sat down on a hot August evening and talked about shotgunning.
Dove season is just about to open up. The shooting seasons are about to open up. Tom, what's the best advice you can give our shooters who don't get out as often as they should, probably?
If you're going out in the field, and like many people, they only get the opportunity once or twice each year, the very, very best advice I could give everybody is to please, please pay attention to field gun handling safety in the field. Muzzle direction is the most important part of safety when it comes to handling rifles, pistols, or shotguns, or anything that throws a projectile. If you forget to put your safety back in the safe position, if the gun does ever accidentally discharge, muzzle direction, it has to be safe, and don't let anybody tell you it's safe when it's pointing at the ground, because hard ground will ricochet stuff back up at you. Safe is up. At least you have a chance of that projectile falling down somewhere where it isn't going to hurt anybody. The other thing is you want to be able to hit your targets, you got to really do yourself a favor and get out to a sporting clays range. Find a station on the sporting clays range that simulates dove flights and passing birds. There's every course has them.
Who first put a shotgun in your hands?
Well, Herb Parsons actually conned me in just by watching his video. I never met the man, but by watching that film on TV, I took a number 25 Daisy BB gun, and much more powerful than a Daisy Red Ryder, and I was out in the driveway all winter long getting frostbit fingers, throwing stuff up in the air and shooting at them. So that break action 20-gauge Stevens, my dad bought that for me, and he was a wing shooter. And he trained me in safety first, and then we had a good time hunting.
Yeah, excellent. And, boy, it lasts a lifetime, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And believe me, now that my grandkids are 12 and 14, whether you have grandkids at home, whether you have your own kids at home, even if you have neighbor kids and you can talk the parents into getting those kids out to a sporting clays course, get them onto a youth group program. And the Boy Scouts, the 4-H, FFA, they all have programs to get out in the field and enjoy our shooting sports. And it's safety, responsibility, and good sportsmanship, and you've got another person hooked on the outdoor sport of shooting.
And it's more important now than ever, I believe, Tom.
Well, it is, and don't let anybody tell you that our sport is dwindling and the kids are just staying inside running their video games, because I've been watching through the National Shooting Sports Foundation, I've been watching these surveys, I've been checking out all of the Department of Natural Resources and Game and Fish. I happen to know that hunting and fishing licenses are at an all-time high, and we keep gaining more new people out there every year. Yeah, there's a lot of kids in the city that need to come out, and if your kids or if your neighbors have kids that are not getting out, give them an invitation.
The great Tom Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, for you youngsters that have never heard of Tom, and you want to see some incredible shot making, YouTube Tom Knapp. He held several world records. In fact, still does. Here's another guy that we can all learn a lot from. His name is Leon Measures. Go take a look at Shoot Where You Look. That is his teaching method, and it works. He does clinics at his home down in Conroe, Texas. You could also buy his book or video. I recommend all of
the
above.
We all came into Dove Camp, and boy, it's time for Leon Measures shooting instruction, and we're shooting BBs out of the air and quarters out of the air with a BB gun and shooting BBs off the ground with a BB gun. You've designed your method throughout the years a little different than any shooting method I've ever seen before, and you've written the book on it, you've got a video on it, you've taught thousands of people how to shoot. It's called Shoot Where You Look. Is it that simple?
It's that simple. If you just shoot where you look, if you're looking at part of the target, it doesn't matter which eye is dominant. You got to focus on part of the target, because you can't look at the front bead on a shotgun and part of, or say, for a dove's eye for that part of a target. If you're focused on part of the target, it doesn't matter which eye is dominant.
You never see that sight on your shotgun, I bet.
There's not one on it.
You just look at the dove and shoot him. What's the first thing you teach your students when they come to you and they want to be a better shot?
How to mount that shotgun consistently.
Okay.
You see, when it all boils down, that little sweet spot on your cheek is what points that shotgun if you don't move your nose when you mount the gun. So if you were to mount it up as you normally do and shoot at a piece of paper on a barbed wire fence 20 feet away, not yards, feet, that load of shots going to make a hole in that piece of paper. So if you mount the gun again and you have to move your head down in order to touch the comb on that shotgun, that gun's going to shoot high because you let the back end down. If you put more pressure on it than you did the first time, up, gun's going to shoot low. And the difference between 4 inches at 20 feet out to 30 yards, you could drive this pickup through it and it wouldn't touch it.
Right, you see? That's exactly right. So when you were 12 years old, you kind of started learning that, you know, I might be able to shoot pretty good.
It started when I was 6 years old in 1940. We lived in a Gulf Pipeline camp about 10 miles east of Midland, Texas. And there were 15 houses in that camp, which meant a whole lot of kids of various sizes and temperaments. But somebody gave me a BB gun, a single shot that you broke the stock towards the muzzle to cock it, carried the BBs in your mouth. It wasn't too sanitary, but it was handy. Drop one down the muzzle. If you wanted to shoot down, you had to hurry because the BB would roll out. Well, I got it oiled up and shooting like I wanted it. This gun had been discarded because it had a sight missing. I took it to the old gentleman who normally fixed our toys, among other things, and knowing that he was going to put me another sight on it, and he took the one that was on it off, handed it back to me, and said, "You don't need sights on a BB gun." Well, I assure you, at that point in my life, my options were real slim.
Yeah.
I learned to shoot it by watching the BB. And all the time I shot that, by the time I was 8 years old, I was able to shoot a BB-sized target out of the air with a BB.
Wow. Since you were 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
And still doing that now.
Yeah.
I want to know this. How many BBs did you swallow when you were a kid?
I never counted them. Probably none, because they were so hard to come by.
Yeah, you didn't want to swallow them. You couldn't afford to lose them at a nickel a box. That's right. So when you were 12, you were out shooting the grown men.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, and all the time I shot that sightless BB gun, I was a little ashamed of it and embarrassed by it because the other boys had two sights. I didn't have any, except for the fact they couldn't shoot as well as I did, you see. But when I picked up my first shotgun, I found out how truly blessed I had been by that sightless BB gun, because if you can hit a crossing tennis ball 25 feet away, 25 at the peak of its arc, from any angle anybody can dream up, ingoing, crossing, outgoing, whatever, if you can hit it with a single BB, you're awesome out there on that dove pond.
Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Hey, thanks for hanging out in the old camp house with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Greatly appreciate it. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan dog food. Well, dog fuel. And a lot of people know that, especially guys that run competitive bird dogs. Did you know 89% of the field trial champions across North America are Purina Pro Plan dogs? That tells me something. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Purina Pro Plan. I've invited Linda Powell with Mossberg Guns to join me on the show today. She's coming up in just a little bit. I wanted to talk to Linda today about this new Patriot Predator rifle in 6.5 PRC, a long-range rifle that fits a working man's budget like me. Really attractive price, and it'll be in stores real soon. BBKO Radio pro fisherman, pro staffer, pro angler, Kelly Jordan, KJ, is going to join us as well. Talking about color, how much does color really matter when choosing a bait for bass fishing, walleye fishing, crappie fishing, whatever? And Amy Hunter from the NRA is going to be here with us today, too. That's because the big NRA Personal Protection Expo this year is being held this weekend. It got kicked off yesterday, runs through tomorrow in downtown Fort Worth, Texas, at the Convention Center. Lots of ground to cover. I'm glad you're here to ride along with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. That Seven Peaks Festival over the Labor Day weekend in Colorado was a dandy. Big crowds, great food, and a lot of great music, too. Stars on hand, like country star Dierks Bentley. When not on stage, he had a little time to take advantage of Colorado's bounty, and he went fishing. Had a great day. You can see his picture at bbkoradio.com holding up what looks to be a beautiful brown trout. Posted the picture on social media, and lots of people saw it there, including the folks down at the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department who went and checked him for a license that, well, he didn't have. Dierks was ticketed and good-natured about it, and so were the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department personnel. They replied on Instagram, "Hey, Dierks, what was I thinking?" Title of one of his big hits. If poison ivy is a possibility where you hunt, make sure you know what it looks like. Come see me at bbkoradio.com. Check out this short one-minute video from the folks with the Missouri Department of Conservation. They'll very plainly tell and show you how to identify poison ivy. Got a note this week from Brian Bolesky. He's up there in Farmington Hills, Michigan, and caught the show for the first time last weekend, listening on WDTK Detroit. Brian, thanks for the note, thanks for listening, and good luck fishing. Says he fishes northern Michigan, pike and perch his favorites. Up in North Dakota, it's time for the National Walleye Tour Championship. Third time in its seven-year existence that the National Walleye Tour, presented by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, will hold its championship on North Dakota's Devil's Lake. The event kicks off this coming Wednesday, runs through Friday, and it is the World Championship of Professional Walleye Fishing. They're going to give away two fully rigged boat packages. and determine their angler of the year. When you visit an Atwoods Ranch and Home store and take a look at the Purina Pro Plan formulas, yes, there are a lot of them, make sure you choose the one that's perfect for your dog. You'll find Pro Plan with added glucosamine for joint health in older dogs. There's a Pro Plan for dogs that have an intolerance to grain or itchy coats. There's a Pro Plan formula perfect for your dog at Atwoods Ranch and Home stores. There are some new laws in effect in Texas now. They began September 1st. One of them pertains to feral hogs. The hog problem has gotten so bad that they say now, if you have permission to hunt on private land, you don't have to have a hunting license anymore to shoot hogs. SB 317 passed during the 80th Texas legislature and exempts residents and non-residents with landowner consent from a hunting license requirement to hunt feral hogs. It is still a violation to hunt hogs without a license if hunting without consent or on public land. Another new law in effect pertains to that kill switch on your boat. You got to use that thing every time you fire up the big motor and go faster than idle speed. It's the law now in Texas. Daryl Roberts, there in the state of Washington, catches so many rockfish that that is his middle name. It's his nickname, anyway. Daryl Rockfish Roberts. Boy, he caught one that made him happy the other day. A red-banded rockfish that weighed 17 pounds, 1 ounce. And it's the new IGFA All-Tackle World Record. He's up on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com, and he looks dang happy about this. Dove season, along with some of the upland seasons, got underway this past Sunday in Nevada. Dove, ruffed grouse, blue grouse, boy, those things are good to eat. And Himalayan snowcock. Did you know that Nevada is the only place in the United States or North America that holds the Himalayan snowcock? In Nevada's Ruby Mountains.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org. Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort, just north of Pierce, South Dakota, is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Guys, don't lose that brag fish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with a rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig right back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. The Trapper Tackle Best in Show Hook Winner has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast. No more adjustments between casts. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastic presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably stand open-mouthed in wonder. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Find them at great tackle shops across the U.S. and online at trappertackle.com. Lock them in and load them in the boat.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
You might have seen this on social media. In the event that you missed it this week, you've got to go see it. The camp house website, bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com, and take a look at this little short video of Josie. She's 4 years old. She fishes with one of those little child size, you know, there used to be the Barbie poles. I guess there still are, but this is a Shakespeare-made pole from the Disney Frozen movie. Josie weighs 30 pounds, and with that Frozen mini rod, she hauled in a 33-pound catfish. It is a great video, and it's at bbkoradio.com. Go check it out. I got a press release a couple of weeks ago from my friends at Mossberg Gun Company, Mossberg Arms, and Linda Powell there was telling me about this new rifle that they have that really caught my interest, and I wanted to share this info today because, well, we'll explain it to you. I've got her on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line right now from Mossberg headquarters, my friend, Linda Powell. Linda, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Billy. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
I don't know how you do it because you travel several hundred thousand miles a year. You attend several hundred thousand meetings per year, and you've always got a smile on your face. What's the secret?
Hey, I've got a job that I love, and you know what more can you ask than that?
There you go. Yeah, I would love your job, too, because you work with Mossberg and have for a long, long time now, and that is a very dependable name in firearms, and also a name that means value. And you guys have come up with something new that I want to talk to you a little bit about and maybe expose this to some guys that haven't heard about this yet that want to shoot long range without spending long range money. And you've done that with the Patriot Predator bolt-action rifle. I like this. Tell us about it.
You know, I'm really excited. Like you mentioned, the Patriot line has already kind of established itself as a high-quality bolt-action rifle. The Predator itself, I think, just offers, you know, a lot of features that appeal to hunters and shooters. You know, we've set it up so it's suppressor-ready, optics-ready. The barrel comes threaded. It has a Picatinny rail, so it's very easy to customize it for whatever you're, you know, whatever you're going to be doing. And now that we're offering it in the 6.5 PRC, I just think it opens a lot of doors, like you mentioned, particularly for long-range competitive shooters.
Yeah, long-range shooters, long-range hunters. A lot of you guys that predator hunting has extended out with all of our modern technology, our night lighting and our bullets and everything that we've come up with over the years now. We don't have to call that coyote into 80 yards anymore. We can have a little fun out there at several hundred yards and be sure of what we're shooting at. And this 6.5 PRC puts you right on the money, too. And retail for this gun with Picatinny rail, with the threaded barrel ready for suppressor ready, is not going to set us back very bad in the bank account either.
No, not at all. It's available in two versions. One with both are synthetic. The first one has what we call our flat dark earth finish. Suggested retail is around $440. I'll tell you that means, you know, an actual street price, I'll probably put it at $400 or under. The second version kind of gives you a unique package. It features the stock is covered with Strata, which is a camo pattern by True Timber. And then that's complemented by the metal finish is a Patriot Brown Cerakote. So for somebody who's looking for that really, you know, all-terrain, hardcore package, they may want to take a look at that.
Really
and
cool
looking. And it's coming in at a suggested retail of about $524. So, again, you know, sub $500 at your local dealer.
Yeah, yeah. You can get into a great rifle these days, guys, for just a few hundred bucks. It's pretty amazing. Plus, with the Mossberg reputation behind it, dependable, going to last forever, accurate, all of those good things that go along with Mossberg, including that adjustable trigger.
You know, and that's something people are so surprised by, but, you know, I'll put money on that. We have one of the best triggers out there. It is user adjustable from 2 to 7 pounds. Typically comes from the factory right around that 3.5 to 4 pound range. And as a hunter, I like mine set at about, you know, 3 or 3.5, not much lighter than that. But, you know, if you're doing some long range shooting, you might want to just adjust it down a bit to that 2 pound mark. But you'll find that it's just a nice, clean, crisp break. You know, again, that's one of the keys to accuracy is having a good trigger.
You bet. We're talking about the Mossberg, the new 6.5 PRC Patriot Predator. And can we run out and buy one today? Are these in stores?
We actually are building them now and starting to ship them, so you should be able to find them this fall in your local retailer.
Very good. Deer season's coming, guys. Get yourself ready for a little action on long range, which maybe you've never done before. Linda, I went for the first time about a year ago and did some long-range shooting and came away from there a fan of something I didn't really think I needed, but I needed that. It was so much fun, and this is a tool that guys can get started in that vein, in that line of shooting, relatively inexpensively. It's a great rifle.
Well, and you make a valid point. You know, like you, I really wasn't into long-range shooting either, but I had the opportunity to take a class. Mine's been about 2 years ago, and I discovered that, you know, there's just so much to really enjoy about it. You know, it's a personal accomplishment as you reach out a little bit further. I love working with a partner and calling shots for them. You know, but one of the things that holds a lot of people back from getting involved in something like hunting or long-range shooting a lot of times is the cost of the gear. And that's one of the things that Mossberg's really proud of. We try to offer the highest quality products at a price that the average person can afford, because we want everybody to get out and enjoy the hunting and shooting sports.
Yeah, and you and I have been enjoying the shooting sports, shotgun, rifle, pistol for a long, long time. But the first time you sit down and ring that bell at 600-700 yards, it's a whole new ball game. That's a lot of fun. And you've provided a gun for us at Mossberg that'll get that done very easily. As always, Linda, thank you for your time. Guys, we're looking for the Patriot Predator 6.5 PRC shipping this fall. It'll be in your friendly neighborhood gun store. Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Billy. Look forward to talking with you again.
Linda Powell with Mossberg Arms. BBKORadio.com if you want to see this new rifle from Mossberg. We have the info there for you. Don't forget to pick up the Purina Pro Plan. It's at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. The formula that fits your dog perfectly is at Atwoods in Oklahoma and Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas. Hey, we've got just enough time to flash back to a quick story from the greatest camp house storyteller ever, Ray Sasser.
You know, Bill, I think the best outdoor television show I ever saw was the first one I ever saw. It's called The American Sportsman, and it debuted in 1965 and was on the air until 1986, and of course was hosted by Kurt Gowdy, The American Sportsman. You know, when atmospheric conditions were perfect, our little black and white Zenith would sometimes pick it up, and I used to sit about 2 feet from the screen and try to make out the images. It was like watching through a snowstorm on Mount Everest. Now I've got satellite TV with 500 channels, and three of them are totally devoted to outdoor programming, and another two sometimes run outdoor shows. And, you know, I spend a lot of time thumbing through the channels, realizing there's really nothing to watch, which is the flaw with 24/7 programming when, you know, even National Geographic can't put that much interesting programming on the air. I watch hunting and fishing shows sometimes and feel like I'm watching an infomercial trying to sell me the outdoor version of ShamWow with less subtlety. I once got an opportunity to interview Kurt Gowdy, who told me that The American Sportsman had the same production budget as any hour-long network series of the time.
Wow.
If they sent a crew to film somewhere and the weather was bad or the whatever they were trying to film just didn't work, the fish didn't bite for whatever reason, they just didn't put that segment on the air.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Riceland. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Riceland, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious.
Coming over your head, Raylan. Boom, boom. Good shot. Dove season is here, and it's time to make sure you're ready. This is Travis and Raylan Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's favorite shotgun range. Raylan, tell them what we have to get them ready.
Clay Sports Ranch offers two sporting clay courses, the largest five stand in Texas, as well as a fully stocked pro shop with all the shells and shotguns you need for dove season. We even have a dove promotion with an over and under shotgun, dove mojo, and a camo hat for $3.99.
That's right. Come break some targets and warm up before your hunt. Learn more at defenderoutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel is a must-have in your deer pack. These three synthetic formulas actually shoot the gel in 10-foot streams. Imagine silly string to attract deer. This gel stream technology allows you to keep your human scent back and away from your targeted area. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel lasts longer and won't wash away in moisture. Bow hunters, you can spray Tink's Trophy Taker Premium Synthetic Gel directly from your blind or stand, and comes in three formulas to fit every scenario you could encounter this season. Tink's Trophy Taker Relax Formula emits long-lasting bedding area scent, putting spooky deer at ease. Tink's Trophy Taker Heat stops doe-crazed bucks in their tracks in all phases of the rut. And Tink's Trophy Taker Fight is best used early and full rut, making the big guy think there's a challenger or intruder buck in his area. Pick up Tink's Trophy Taker Gels at Walmart. From the top name in deer lure, Tink's.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Hey, you know, you can get a free download of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors to your phone or device each week. You don't even have to think about it. You just let them know that you want it, and it automatically comes to you. You can do that with a lot of folks that feature podcasts, places like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean. Let them know you want the show. They'll just send it to you automatically each week, and you can listen at your convenience. I've got Amy Hunter with the NRA on the telephone because it's a big weekend in Fort Worth, Texas for the NRA, and you, everybody, is invited to this party. Amy, welcome back. And talk to us about the NRA Personal Protection Expo at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Yesterday appears to have been a big success, and I would think today would duplicate.
It was a big day, and we're looking for an even better day today. We've got a ton going on out at the Fort Worth Convention Center, and we encourage all gun owners in the area to come and check us out. We've got it's an all things personal protection expo. We've got an exhibition hall. We've got 120 different seminars and workshops to choose from. I mean, this is really a one-stop shop for the gun owner who wants to educate himself on safety, technique, anything that he or she might be interested in. We've got something there for you.
If you're considering carrying, and a lot of new people are coming into that fold every year, personal protection and embracing our Second Amendment, and you've just thought about it, but you don't know a thing about a handgun, you don't know a thing about how to protect yourself. Boy, this is ideal as you make your mind up. This is perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, you've really just hit the nail on the head. I mean, this expo is designed. We've got people of all levels out here this weekend, and this really is designed for the person who is just thinking about starting to carry a firearm for self-defense or wants to have a little bit better defense in their home, all the way up to the seasoned person who's been doing this for many years. There's something here for everyone to hone your skills, learn a new skill, or really just decide, come out and see what it's like and see if it's something you want to try or get involved in.
Can you give us just a few examples the type of seminars that that are going to be at the Fort Worth Convention Center today and again tomorrow. They don't all pertain to handguns or personal carry.
No, you're absolutely right. This is personal protection. This is not just about firearms. There's a whole host of things. We've got Lieutenant Dave Grossman is out here doing a seminar today on the bulletproof mind for the armed citizen, and that's really just how you think, kind of the brain set you've got to have, and helping you approach these the mental aspect of that. Another one that looks really more at the mental aspect is called Combat Mindset, and that's from Paul Howe is going to be giving that. We've even got Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Self-Defense Techniques, which Frank Muir is putting on. We've got something on first care providing, just really taking a look at what to do in an emergency situation when seconds really count. And we've even got some classes on specifically on a variety of state laws with concealed carry and what people need to consider with their particular state and what laws they need to be aware of. So that's just a taste, a sampling of what they've got of what we've got out here this weekend.
Yeah, plus some pretty good stuff to eat, too. So you're not going to have to pack a sack of lunch. You guys always take care of it there. And, Amy, while I've got you on the phone talking about the NRA Personal Protection Expo today and tomorrow in Fort Worth, Texas, I've got to tell you thank you for all you guys do at the NRA. I know you take a beating in the liberal media, and it's so unfair to all of us that are citizens and honest, hardworking folks that educate ourselves, carry properly, stay within the law, don't even get a speeding ticket very often. I have done that a time or two, but that is a basic right that our founding fathers knew had to be in place or there would be chaos. And too many politicians are urging chaos this day and age. Amy, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much. And if I might just add, I mean, that's why it's so great to be out at an event like this weekend. I mean, it's really nice. You're right. We take a beating sometimes, and a lot of us turn on the news and we just feel like, we're getting singled out. So that's why it's so great to come out and be with this community and get to know neighbors and really get the positive vibes that come from it. So we're really excited.
Yeah. We need a lot of folks to understand that it's not a shooting. It's a murder. It's a murder. That's a murderer, not a shooter that does bad things. And there are a lot of us good folks walking around. Give us the nuts and bolts one more time, the hours today, Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, for the NRA Personal Protection Expo at the Fort Worth Convention Center, Fort Worth, Texas.
Saturday, today, you want to be out 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tomorrow, it's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and like you said, we're at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Prices range from $10 to $30, depending on your NRA membership, and there's something here for everyone in the family, plus tons of food. So we hope to see you guys out here.
Amy, have a great day. We'll see you on the floor later.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Billy.
Amy Hunter with the NRA, Personal Protection Expo. Hey, let's go fishing for the few minutes we have left in this segment, and let's do that with a pro. He is a professional angler, and he's a BBKO Radio pro staffer, and that's my friend Kelly Jordan. KJ, I want to talk about color. You walk in Bass Pro Shop, and, man, you can be overwhelmed on any aisle you step into over in the bait area with all the different colors. Does color really matter that much?
It matters, especially if you're not using the color that the fish like.
So how do we want to match a color up to a fishing situation?
Well, it's always good to have a pretty good selection of colors. You can get as dialed into the color as you would like if you really want to. I don't ever discourage anybody from trying different colors, but there are basics. And of those basics, you basically have your darks, your medium darks, your kind of light ones, and then your super light colors, basically from your whites to your chartreuses to your greens to your blacks and your browns. That's pretty much what you have. In a soft plastic situation, you pretty much are using usually the darker of those colors, the more greens and the more blacks, maybe with some different flake in them or whatever. Possibly if you're throwing a soft plastic jerkbait, then you'll go to your light colors like your whites and whatever because your bait is actually imitating a shad or something like that. That being said, probably the number one color that you could use year-round for pretty much anything is a green pumpkin color. Then you have watermelon, which is a little bit lighter than that. Then you have the different flakes in there. Then you have your black and blues. Those work really good and really heavy cover or really off-color water or at nighttime. you know, and more of the lighter colors and the more realistic colors you get to, more of the more clear shades and more of the glimmer, stuff like that, those typically maybe really come into play in really clear water. The clearer your water is, you can have one of the more of those really cool natural colors. But if you have normal clarity in water, or even, you know, more off-color water, the darks typically shine, with the exception of some bright colors trying to maybe help your visibility of your bait, and that's where the chartreuses come into play.
Yeah.
As a general rule, I mean, that's just colors, the whole spectrum, but you don't need a whole lot of colors and basics, and then you can tweak the little nuances in the colors, I guess, and then always have a little deal of dip and dye with you to dip the tail chartreuse. That's always a good call.
There you go. And, of course, if you can do your homework and kind of find out what these fish in the lake that you're fishing in, what they're feeding on, is there a healthy shad population, you know, what are they, feeding on crawfish? That way, that can help with shape, bait, and color, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you do want to match the hatch if you do figure out what they're biting on. You know, what the fish are actively feeding on, that is a huge help to you and helps you select that. But, yeah, you know, stick with the basic colors. You know, like I said, there's your whites, your lights, your greens, your dark greens, your browns, and your blacks. Sounds like a lot of colors, but it's only, what, 4, 5, or 6, you know, something like that. Variations of those. If you have a selection of each one of those kind of in throughout the spectrum, you're going to have something that the fish are going to bite just about anywhere you go.
I'm Canadian Moose Guide Norm McCrate. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
West, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells, and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoger Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoys, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori.
You've got to stop at Teske's Outdoors, just west of Weatherford, Texas, on the south side of I-20. And on your way to the ranch, call us at 817-599-3400. They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had 4 or 5 guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangdest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth. And we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Heritage is the name of the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo with endless aisles of outdoor gear and opportunities. Come join the family fun January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Hey, we want to hear from you. 1-877-820-BBKO. That's my phone number. 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. You can leave a note on the door, even attach a picture to it at bbkoradio.com. Jim Terrell, off-duty armory, joins me now. He's our gun guy, has been for years, and Jim is going to talk to us about choke tubes today. That can make a big difference in how many of those doves you scratch down today. Jim?
Hey, folks, let's visit about shotguns, more specifically shotgun choke tubes. If you're new to wing shooting, skeet, or sporting clays, I think you'll appreciate some of the info we're going to throw your way. For you seasoned guys and gals, you know, maybe you could use some of these tips to challenge yourselves, your shooting skills, and hey, who knows, maybe you can bring home a few more of those little symbols of peace to the dinner table this September. So at last count, there were about 11 different sizes of shotgun chokes available, all the way from a negative to an extra full choke. We're going to keep it pretty simple here today and stick to what I call the fabulous four. All right, here we go. The skeet or cylinder choke. Now, this choke is a fairly wide pattern, close range choke with an effective range from just under 20 yards to maximum of about 30 yards. Now, some people frown at using a skeet choke for hunting, citing that the name implies it's for shooting skeet clay pigeons at close range. Well, I happen to have a close personal friend by the name of Big Billy Kinder who filled his freezer for many years shooting quail with a skeet over skeet Ruger Red Label in 20 gauge. Don't let the name fool you, folks. This is a great choice for your close-in birds. All right, from skeet, we move on to the improved cylinder. Now, this choke is a good all-around 20 to 40-yard range choke. Now, the professor of shotgun, Mr. Tom Knapp, whom I loved and dearly miss, claimed this choke as his all-around favorite. The old IC, as it's more affectionately known, is the old standby for a lot of dove hunters and sporting clay shooters. Its effective range covers the gauntlet for many novice to expert shotgunners. From the IC, we move on to the modified choke. Tighter pattern than the IC and effective out to about 50 yards. Now, I've gone to the modified choke for about 90% of all my dove hunting in Texas. I enjoy the challenge of hunting with a tighter, further-reaching choke in order to constantly improve my shooting skills and keep my reflexes sharp. In some sporting clay scenarios, fast-moving clays that are cornering away from you, I've found that the modified may give you that little extra push to get out there and break that clay bird as well. Lastly, we finish up with the full choke. Very tight pattern, effective well past 40, 50 yards. In hunting scenarios, this would be what most waterfowls and some large upland birds will eat for their last meal. With 70% of 12-gauge pellets hitting inside a 30-inch circle at 40 yards, this is the choice to reach out and touch something, and also an excellent choice to test your skills on the smaller and more elusive dove at those further distances. Now, some of the more memorable dove hunts I've been on didn't come down to how many birds we shot, but how far and high they were when we brought them down for the old dirt nap. This is Jim Terrell with Off Duty Armory. As always, Thanks for hanging out with us in the gun room on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
For 30 years, my friend Jim Terrell has been a firefighter, police officer, EMT in Dallas-Fort Worth. And when he's not on duty, he's at his off-duty armory, Burleson, Texas. A dove hunt is a social event. It's just a lot of fun. You can interact and have fun with those around you. You don't have to be so quiet. And I thought I'd end the show today with some fun audio that I've captured over the years. These kids were just having a ball, as well as us grown-ups. Dove hunting is a great way to introduce the kids to shotgunning and hunting in general.
Dawson.
And how old are you, Dawson?
9.
I get the feeling you've dove hunted before, have you?
Yes.
Okay, because you look like a pro out here. You've got your shotgun. What kind of shotgun are you shooting there?
410.
Okay. Do you practice with it some?
No, a 20 gauge.
Oh, it is a 20. Okay. Does it kick you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got two birds in your bag over here, Dawson. Who did that, you or Dad?
My dad.
Your dad? Is he a pretty good shot?
Yes.
What do you like about this? Why do you like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go stand out in a pasture?
Because you get to shoot a gun and you get to just have fun.
Have fun with Dad and laugh and cut up. I've been down there in the corner hunting and I've heard you guys up here laughing. What's so funny?
Some's just been flying straight over us.
Yeah, and sometimes they just keep flying away?
Yep.
Well, that'll only get better, I promise you. It's 7:19 now and the sun's coming up, so all these doves are waking up and flying over. So you better get your gun on and get ready to do some more shooting, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
9 years old. Have you been dove hunting before, Clara?
Yes.
And why do you like to come back and do it?
Because it's fun to be able to do something with my dad, my older brother.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And so what time did you have to get up this morning to get all the way down here dressed and fed and ready to go?
4:30.
Don't you normally get up about 4:30, though?
Mm-mm. No way.
You know what? I believe with those pretty blue eyes that you could just stare a dove down out of the air. Have you ever tried that?
No.
You might give it a try, because you could knock them out with those eyes. Is Dad helping you with your gun this morning?
Yes.
Okay. What has he told you about the gun?
Just really how to shoot it.
Yeah? How to be safe with it?
Yeah.
Did you see your daddy shooting at that dove right then?
Yes.
Do you see that dove still flying?
Probably.
Yeah, he flew off. You better go give your dad a little coaching, okay?
Okay.
Clara, have fun today.
Okay.
All right, I'm sneaking up on Eli. He's hiding in the bushes over here, somewhere outside of Henrietta, Texas, about 7:15 in the morning. And is your game bag already heavy full of doves this morning, Eli?
No.
No? What's been going on? I've been hearing you shoot.
I've been looking back and they've flown in front of me.
Okay, you've just been looking the wrong way. Okay, look at there. There's one. He's out of range. He's a little too far. Went down the telephone line. So how long have you been a dove hunter?
3 or 4 years now.
Okay. And you keep coming back? Go ahead. One more time. Ah! Doggone that bird. All right. Looky here. Lead him. Lead him. My word, would you look at the birds coming over. Eli's got to reload real quick.
I'm watching for you, Eli.
Eli, how many birds was that just flew over us?
A lot.
Do you just dove hunt or do you deer hunt? Do you do everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah? You like to fish?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you're outside, you're happy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the secret to staying outside. Do good on those grades when you're inside.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or else they tell you you have to stay in after school, all right? Hey, I'm gonna get out of your hair. Shoot another one, all right?
All right.
The social event that a dove hunt is. I recall a day when Robin and I went with our buddy, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie. We just had a ball.
Oh, he came right over. They never saw him over. They will now, though.
He did. When he checked on the other side of them trees, they checked his whole car.
That was it. I shot a couple of birds this morning that were eggs just a few weeks ago. Little bitty bird.
I shot one a while ago. It had milk on his whiskers. Coming at us. Was. Changed his mind.
Might change it again.
Here he comes.
Robin.
Here he comes, Robin.
Shoot this bird.
Get him, Robbo.
Shoot him.
Dang, I hit him. That's a white wing.
Oh, God.
Get him, Kevin. He's fixing to die. I got him.
He's dead.
I think he's kind of to your right, Wally. To your right. To your right.
Remember that first time I met you? You was down there at Bass Pro Shop cooking fish?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get away with cooking fish in the store like that? You had hot grease in there.
I knew somebody.
Bobby Bear.
That's him. Me and Joe Stampy went and seen Bobby Bear play at Tootsie's.
Oh, you did?
And I was like, this close to Bobby Bear.
I was this close to Bobby Bear. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today and invite you back again next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.